Hello, this is Rich Wilson aboard Great American 4. It's Friday, August 28th, 20 in the evening here on board Great American 4. We are about 25 miles north-northeast of Provincetown, the tip of Cape Cod, and heading just about east now. We had started off on Port Tack from Marblehead at about 12:30 today, and in about 10, 12 knots of wind, sailed down into Massachusetts Bay, and then had to tack out to get around Cape Cod. The wind has slowly shifted, so that we are now almost on our course for our first mark, which is going to be the northeast channel buoy, about a couple hundred miles or so. So both going along now. We've just got about 8 knots of wind. We're making about 6.5, 7 knots. We went fairly easy with the sails early on, with the staysail and two reefs in the main. We had more wind in the beginning just to get going. Then went to staysail and one reef in the main, and now we're at staysail and solent. So we had a nice freeze-dried dinner, chicken and mashed potatoes, always good, soothing meals at sea. Both going along pretty nicely for the conditions, and we're just going to kind of take it easy through tonight, the first night at sea for a while. The polars are calling for the Grand Voile on the Genoa, the full mainsail on the Genoa. So we're down a notch in both categories, but that's okay. We're still up there at almost 90% of the theoretical maximum with the polars, so not too bad. It's good to get back to sea, good to get back on the boat, and we had a nice, really beautiful sunset. As we came in towards Provincetown there, we got up over Stellwagen Bank, which is the great whale watch area, and in fact did see one spout about a third of a mile off to port. Just happened very quickly, couldn't tell which direction the whale was going. And then maybe 20, 25 minutes later, saw another whale much closer, probably 100 to 200 yards off the port side, actually going in the same direction as we were and spouting, and a big whale, which gave me a little bit of pause. I took a winch handle and started banging on the winch to make some sharp sounds in the water to let him or her know that there was something there, and kept a pretty close eye out because we were on slightly converging course, it looked like, and couldn't exactly tell how fast the whale was going. So, but we got through there okay, intact, and have been steadily lifted towards our course now with the wind pretty much into the east, southeast probably. So that's it for now. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. This is Great American 4, off and clear.